Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society special edition. Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. The rains continue. The storms continue. We start in Orange County, and we go to where the flooding is, where it could be, with more rainstorms, more Pineapple Expresses. Jeff, a very good day to you. I saw Kern County in the southern part of the Central Valley. I saw Fresno County in the central part. Tulare County avoiding flooding. But Monterey County, any other counties now dealing with evacuations and flooding?
Good evening, John. Those are the ones that are really feeling it, that are getting hit hard. But really, you have had flooding problems or, you know, alerts, as you mentioned, the San Joaquin Valley, the Sacramento Valleys, which are farther north, which are key growing areas, the Southern Sierra Nevada foothills. And along the whole coastal region from San Francisco to San Diego, North San Diego, these rains come on top of other rains and storms that have oversaturated the grounds and overfilled the flood channels and rivers and levees are breaching. So, you know, this is another storm headed our way, another atmospheric river, and it's going to bring at least 3 inches to lower elevations and probably twice that or more to higher elevations. And it really has folks worried. And on top of that, it's going to bring more snow to the upper elevation, 7,000 feet and above. So resorts are still going to be closed because it'll be impassable. And then we're still going to be dealing with massive melt-offs, runoffs, once the real rains hit us.
I've seen photographs of the graders clearing roads. Is it a deceptive picture, or it looks like the snow is 3 or 4 stories high? Is that what I'm actually seeing?
You're actually seeing that's correct. If you go to places like Mammoth Mountain, which is a very popular ski resort area in Central California, the snow is now, you know, up close to 600 inches. And when you look at it along the roads there and the towns and the surrounding, you know, transit routes there, it's you're just walled in. These walls of snow and ice extend up 30, 40 or more feet on both sides. And it's just a constant losing battle. Now, in some ways, the rain helps. Some it hurts. Of course, it creates more ice problems. But the snow is so built up throughout the region and on top of buildings and houses. So we're having structures collapse all over. It hasn't been happening as quickly as they thought it would, but it's still a problem.
And the tornadoes, Jeff. I mean, what's next after tornadoes? The sky darkens and the thunder crashes through. Where are the tornadoes?
Well, I was going to say the next up are locusts eating the crops, but it's still too cold. That'll be later. You know, the tornadoes have been hitting in some of the mountain regions, somewhere up in the gold country, you know, where the gold rush took place up near Sacramento, up in the foothills there. And then, of course, in more wilderness areas. But they are concerned that this is a kind of a new trend they're seeing, or at least they're picking up on. And there, as I pointed out last week, we even had some strike in the eastern part of Southern California, eastern counties, as well as water spouts just off the coast near me. So these are all kind of strange weather phenomena that we don't see, or they're very rare.
And more hail. You reported hail on Huntington Beach some weeks ago in the first iteration of the atmospheric rivers. Now, I want to know, are the old hands taking the TV waves saying, we've seen this before, I remember 1955, I remember 1934. Is that on TV?
Only in the sense that people are saying, well, I remember the last time we had a record set, and this is much more than that. So nobody is saying, I remember the old days and they were much harder than now. No, people are saying this is the most they've ever seen, and they are breaking some records. I just got a record across my desk earlier today from Berkeley Snow Lab up in the Sierras, and they had officially broken all the records they had as long as they've been measuring snow mass up there, snowpack. So this is a new deal for us, and like I said before, this is not over yet. We have this atmospheric river coming in, and there's a thought that there are going to be more coming in before the season ends.
How is the driving? How is the commuting in this? Do they recommend people stay home, or is it just another storm in California?
depending on where you are and the elevation and whether you're encountering snow or hail or rain, most people in those regions are being asked to stay home because they can't afford the resources to go out and search for people and rescue and get them out of those danger zones. But in the Southern California area, where it's been much, we've been hit much less than the folks in the central and northern part of the state. There was a time when we had the heaviest weather. They asked us to stay home. But right now they're just doing the regular thing, trying to contend with rainstorms. And to be honest with you, Californians are not very good when it comes to driving in the rain. So the commutes in the morning and the evening can be quite difficult.
Now, California media, the storms have been in the news for weeks. Huge rainstorms, Pineapple Express, huge snowstorms, people being cut off, houses, ski chalets being buried. I saw one photograph of the roof and you could barely see the roof. The snow was that high. However, there is this other story, which is the failure of the Silicon Valley Bank, now the failure of a bank called Signature that were said was crypto-heavy, the possible failure of another California bank, the Free Republic Bank. There are photographs of Californians standing up outside Free California. My question is, what is leading the news, the weather or the banks, the Silicon Valley Bank or the Pineapple Express?
That's a close call. I would say weather is leading it because it seems to impact many more people across the state. Many more people tend to understand weather better than they do all the machinations of finance and banking and everything. But there's a great deal of worry by people, especially in California, especially in the Silicon Valley Bay Area, because, you know, this is going to be the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. And so much money seems to be tied up there from the Silicon Valley, the center of innovation, of tech, and a very important revenue source for the state. And so the thought is, oh my gosh, if this money goes away, if it's not, you know, if they're not able to get it back, how many people are going to be hurt in California? How many businesses are going to close? And it's so early right now that they can't answer that. But it's a very grim situation. And you can tell because even though politicians are given to standing up and, you know, proclaiming, I'm going to fix this and find out, you know, there's some of that, but most of them are being very tight-lipped. I think they're very concerned. So I think there's a tell there that this is much worse than we know right now.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.